Now a great opportunity to chat with the winner of the Don Shula Leadership Award, linebacker Carlos Stansby, with us here on Fins Weekend. Carlos, to me, it is very easy to sum it up. You've been a Miami Dolphin for 2 years, and you've won this award for 2 years. I think that tells everybody everything they need to know about Carlos Stansby.
Hey, I just try, man. I try my best to lead these guys any way I possibly can. Like I said, on the field, off the field, I'm trying to make sure the guys doing the right thing, take care of the body. Just giving them a lot of knowledge. I've been in the league 9 years. You know, and it's a lot of things I haven't seen. And I just try to instill in them, man, at an early age, so nobody did to me. You know what I'm saying? And I just had to learn it the hard way. You know, yeah. And I just try to make it easy on these guys and give them opportunity to better themselves.
Sorry about that. When the team's 0-7, right, and everybody's kind of looking around the locker room or looking around the sideline, what happened to get that thing turned around?
Just a lot of belief, man. I told the guys I went 9-7. You know what I'm saying, to the Super Bowl. So we can make a run, you know what I'm saying? We just got to believe in each other and get it done between the lines and hold each other accountable. That's the only way we're going to dig ourselves out of this hole. And once guys started to believe in that and start to make plays on the field and start to take care of themselves better off the field, make smarter decisions, make a lot of sacrifices. And once we started to do that, we started to win a lot of ball games, started to play well together and have a lot of fun.
Of course, you got a new head coach now, a new defensive coordinator. Tell me what it feels like around the building right now, around the guys. How do you guys take into Coach Philbin and Kevin Coyle and his defense? How's the offseason been so far?
All season so far been great. I think Coach Philbin is doing a great job of leading us right now. And he's implementing his plan and his philosophy into us right now. And Coach Coyle is he's definitely a spark plug, man. And like I say, he's exciting to be around. And like I say, he has a lot of passion for the game, and especially the defense.
Now, last year, going into the season, even though it was a lockout season, the defense was supposed to be the strength of this team. You guys started slow. Right. How are you guys going to avoid that this year when we all look at you guys and say, hey, with the new offensive system, this defense, you guys have so much talent on it, you should be leading the league from week one?
That's our goal right now, is to lead the league in defense, total defense, period. And it's going to take a lot of hard work. Like I said, it's going to take a lot of sacrifice and a lot of dedication from every guy. You know what I'm saying? Not just the starting 11. I mean, every defensive player that we have on the team. We're going to have to contribute and help each other out. And like I said, just be poised and ready, man, and have a lot of mental toughness once the season starts.
Like you said, a top 10 defense, and you were right there in the middle of this defense. And like you said, you come out and you win this leadership award. There's a lot of things that goes into that. And we see the things on the football field and keep talking about the things in the locker room. But in all, when things go on the field, off the field, they have to come to you, and you have to go up and talk to the coach to get everything situated and ran the right way. How do you see or you feel, you know, this coaching staff transitioning in that role to be able to make everybody happy? Because you can't make everybody happy on the football team.
You're right. that's good. That's funny you say that. Because the first day we come in, man, we have a little music while we stretching. It was no music. Everybody going crazy. Like, man, where's the music? Where's the music? We got to get geared up to go, you know. And Coach Fibbs was like, nah, no music today. And everybody was shocked. Everybody going crazy. I said, okay. They said, Lo, you got to do something, man. You got to talk to Coach Fibbs. So I went and talked to Coach Fibbs. We came up with a great compromise. You know what I'm saying? He going to give us one song. You know what I'm saying? Many as he know, just to educate us a little bit. And
Coach
brought,
music, man?
Yeah. Coach just broadened our horizons, man, and it's going to be a fun relationship. It's already starting off on a great foot. We're excited to be playing for him right now, and I think it's going to be a great season.
Carlos Stansby is with us for the second consecutive year. He has won the Don Shula Leadership Award. We got a couple of guys in our live chat at Dolphins.com who are out in Arizona, and they're big Dolphin fans, but they want to know what you're thinking this year as you get ready to face the team you played with your entire career here.
Hey, it's been so much trash talking already. I mean, y'all have no idea. Y'all have no idea how much trash talking
been in that
already,
situation.
But he's going to have.
But it's gonna be fun, man. I'm looking forward to it. I'm talking about from Larry to Adrian Wilson. It just goes across the board, man. It's going to be fun to get opportunity to go back out there and play in front of those fans, because they're definitely passionate fans. And I know we're going to have a lot of ball fans out there too. So it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be a fun situation. Just be back in that building and get the atmosphere. And I think it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be electrifying.
So when you look at the rookie class that they brought in, have you seen anything from one of those guys? Or who is your breakout defensive player this year?
Whether
a rookie or Avante or Sean, who is your guy you think this is the guy that's going to make the breakout?
Sean Smith. Sean Smith by far. I think he's making the biggest improvements. He's making a lot of sacrifices off the field, and it's starting to show early. And I can't wait to see how high he go, man, and how far he can really take his game. I have a lot of respect for him. He's unique. He's a freak, man. He's a freak of nature, man. Got 6'4", 6'5", about 225 at corner running. I mean, when I say running, I mean 4.3 running. And the guy can fly, man. And like I said, it's a freak of nature, man. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Great stuff. Carlos Dansby, winner again of the Don Shula Leadership Award. Looking forward to having him back in the Dolphin uniform for a third season this year. Carlos, appreciate your time, man. Congratulations.
Appreciate you for having me.